Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining. Here we are with a beautiful collaboration and episode with the Next Gen IoT conference that's happening in Saudi. It's an amazing event by itself, and hopefully this will be one of different and many episodes that we're going to be bringing together. So my name is Rudy Shushani. I'd like to welcome you to this special episode. Really, we have a privilege today to speak with engineer Yasmin Ainazi, really a distinguished leader in AI and strong advocate for ethical innovation and inclusivity in the technology. This podcast is brought to you as the fourth edition of the Next Generation IoT Expo and taking place in Riyadh 24 to 26 August 2025. The biggest IoT event in the region is really back with a new name. It was there and now it's rebranded. We are bringing together the brightest minds in AI, IoT to shape the future of technologies. Through this pre-event podcast, we have another five events that's happening all together so that we can come to the day of the events. You are ready. We really aim to bring together thought leaders to discuss opportunities, challenges, groundbreaking trends, shaping the AI and IoT in the region. So without further ado, let me welcome engineer Yasmin. Yasmin, I'd love to welcome you on board. It's really a pleasure having you on this platform. First, introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon. Good morning. Here is Yasmin Ainazi, tech entrepreneur. Inclusive and diversity of advocate in technology and innovation, and robotics engineer. I have almost been working with the field of technology, robotics, AI globally, and specifically for our GCC region as well. And that's it.
Perfect. Yasmin, I know you for a while. I've met you for a while. It's an amazing personal journey that's been, it's really inspiring. What really inspired you to pursue a career in artificial intelligence and robotics, and how this journey has evolved in the last 13 years?
Actually, the major is selected by my father. I was aiming to study engineering. It was a civil engineering, but he said that it's not the future. And he told me, Yasmin, robotics and mechatronics, the name, it was like this as a major before 14 years when I was applying for university, this is the future. And he explained to me that this is a Japanese science and it's going to really impact the universal with good. And I keep remember the cartoons that we watch, especially in MENA region. It's all of them about robotics. I don't want to name someone, but all of us, we know that. We watch many of these cartoons when they show us that the technology can really create good impact for a community and support people to overcome challenges or, let's say, issues within the community. So I'm a big believer that the technology could be a great potential for all of us, especially in our region, to overcome issues, challenges, and solve problems as well.
Very interesting. I love it when the family support is there, so it brings the best out of not just you, but the leadership, I would say, for him to choose what is the future. So I think that was kind of excellent effect on you and how you turned out to be, all of the best. It's really interesting. You've been named 10, one of the most 10 women shaping the future of robotics as far as international recognition. And this happened last year in 2024 by the International Federation of Robotics, which is a significant honor. What does this recognition mean to you? And how is it influencing your career, your ambition, and most importantly, I will add, your surrounding?
Actually, it was really a great recognition I had in my life, because it's something come, you know, normally such awards or recognition, it's some kind of promotion with some kind of fees or payments. International Federation of Robotics is the highest, let's say, authority in the world when it's come to robotics and automation. And to get recognition for myself on behalf of the MENA region, that was really a great achievement, because it showed the impact that we have, let's say, engineer own shoes for robotics from the region. I was the only one from the region. I was the only one wearing this kind of identity. And it's really impact me on level that I need to do more. I need to work more. I need to help more. And this is also give me also another, let's say, opportunities. I start get a lot of involvement in writing kind of research, white papers, policies, recommendation, guidance, interacting more with authorities, government authorities in Europe and US in order to write the policies for robotics and AI, embedded AI we call it when it's come to robotics, which is my specialty. And how really our perspective as a region could be shown there. Because, you know, every industry impacted by the culture of the region it came from. For example, one of the things that we have in Saudi and GCC area as well, that the robots before, when we imported from US or Europe, are not able to recognize people who were like me, dark shader, with the black color. And I discovered this when I was in Riyadh. We have an event before 5 years, and the robot is what not able to do the facial recognition and utilize the technology developed to do the facial recognition for women. It was an event for women. And then this has really opened my eye, like, let's do more research. Let's at least put on put from our side there that they need to really consider our culture in this region and our beliefs when they are developing the technology there, or even when we develop a technology in our region. So I'm really so grateful for that recognition, to be part of leaders, women, and to show that female can really lead this industry as well, to have more inclusive leaders. And then good things like this is not only one edition, it's now we have the second edition already, and the team of International Federation of Robotics, they decided to include us as first pitch to help them with the second and third and the ongoing initiatives. And this is really will help many women to really start thinking about this career. Because robotics is the big things is coming within the AI. Everyone talk about a genetic AI when we talk about self-driving or robotics with AI, which is the upcoming big things here in the region as GCC. We talk about this in many events this year and also as a global trends as well. So robotics really definitely it's impacting our life currently and in the future more and more.
Yeah, I totally believe, you know, this year is agentic AI, but robotics is the next big wave. It's a different wave. And what you're saying is absolutely true. So regarding this, and how do you perceive the current landscape of AI and robotics in the Middle East? You mentioned some, and what advancements they are coming. Also, you mentioned some, but I want to go further, because in my belief, the next 5 years is shaping the world in robotics, not just AI, but in robotics. What's your take on this?
We cannot separate the robotics from AI, because even AI, if you go for its basics, it's basically computers are used for this robotics machine. It's something really connected to each other. If you go for current project for the godmother of AI, Lily Fee, she's very famous scientist in Stanford. She's doing amazing job. Thanks to her efforts to make the big jump in AI due to her work in computer science. She's also now working on robotics. Her company is to extend the AI impact within 3D, which is a robotics startup. And all of the words currently, even when we talk about genetic and AI genetic and all of that, it's the aim that to go for the 3D of AI, which is the big things is coming, which we all of us talk about, the self-driving, which is the big impact. It's going to impact our life, our cities. We all talk about smart cities, or talk about the smart infrastructure. Just imagine when the cars, they go themselves to the petrol station, they talk and communicate with the petrol station with no need for support. They communicate with each other, they update each other. We will have new kind of job for this. We will have new kind of insurance. We have a new kind of parking and everything. Just imagine, I'm talking just about the self-driving, giving this example, because all that we're talking about, and especially here in GCC, in Saudi Arabia, UAE and Qatar, we talk a lot about the self-driving technology, establishing factories for self-driving, automotive industry as well. So really, it's going to impact us. When we talk about landscape of robotics in MENA region, and I would love really to contribute more, like we see some initiatives coming from Morocco, and we come from Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, and UAE. They are the active countries in our region who are really working hard, establishing the ecosystem, building their strategies, building the, let's say, the roadmap for investment, for resources, and all of that. And I think these countries are really doing also kind of collaboration and collective efforts and aim to complete the work for each other. For example, in GCC area, we are really let's say blessed with the great leaders like Prince Mohammed bin Salman and designer Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed and designer Sheikh Tamim. These are three young, talented leaders. They understand the value of the artificial intelligence and its impact on economic growth in future, not only in short terms. So that's why you see that a lot of events, a lot of acceleration program, they support the investment cycle on these companies. So you can see from the amount of startups growing in the region within tech, within AI, within robotics. For example, in Saudi itself, we have more than 2,000 companies working with robotics industry, which is amazing, because that means we are developing the talented people, the resources, the human resource, the capacity for all of the ecosystem, when it's come to bank, when it's come to healthcare, retail sectors, tourism and entertainment, and then also for our, you know, all of the needs of the nation and locals there. So I do believe that it's impacting us, and I'm the people who have the positive thoughts about AI, because I believe everything starts with us. And I see that our region is going to be leading in the future. We are the region who's keep generating new generations. We didn't stop. You see, still till now, our families, they are getting children, maybe sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6. And some people, they're still getting, sometimes 10. But I mean that we are the people who's creating the demand for the tools of the AI. So when you are interacting and using and generating the demands, that means your input is there. When your input is there, that means you are going to lead in that, because not only in terms of investment, but it means that your input is going to train the AI systems. And then the AI system results come as we train when it came to data. That's why always I really encourage the people in our region to utilize the all AI tools as much as they can in a responsible and ethical way as well, to ensure that our inputs is there when the system of AI get trained.
Yeah, very interesting. I love the point of views that you mentioned, and how they are interrelated and how family goes into this. It's really interesting. What do you think about the Saudi Arabia Vision 2030? It's really rapidly advancing IT, AI, emerging technologies initiatives part of the vision. Do you see AI shaping the kingdom future across key sectors? And what opportunities and challenges do you foresee also? Because this is AI is a fundamental technology and things, so many things happening to it. And when you join it to this amazing vision, it's an explosion by itself. So what's your take on this?
Actually, Saudi already achieved a lot when it came to AI. It's the discussion now, it's not it's going to shape or not, in my belief, but the growth. Because Saudi, I just came back, I just landed last week, last Friday from Saudi. Everyone know that my roots from the family name, it's from Saudi as well, from Najd al-Riyadh. But I can see that there is a lot of development is going on, and the strategy is amazing. As I mentioned, like, for example, there is more than 2,000 company worker robotics, which is mostly huge number comparing to the region itself. There is a lot of new, let's say, programs to build the capabilities for the Saudi nation itself. I have amazing friends who work in a great research in KAST University, in NEOM, in different universities there. So really, I love what they are doing in terms of building the capabilities with the practice, more in hands-on. So factories is there. Saudi nation getting the train with this, interacting with AI systems, seeing a lot of initiatives of government supporting building ecosystem for the tech startup, focusing on sectors like healthcare, like, you know, a banking sector, like logistics sector, which is really a very important sector in Saudi. This is what I like on Saudi. They take it on a verticals way when they can really get the maximum benefit of it within, let's say, a short time or a period of time. But in the same time, they are really encouraging everyone to build his capability, supporting with funding, supporting with as well programs that help startup. I know a lot of my friends, even they are startup established from any other type of kind of work, they came to our region and they must have some kind of acceleration program in Saudi. The other things that I would like also to highlight that there is a lot of amazing leaders, where it's Sedaya, Neom, KAST, and other places. And also when it's come for robotics, all of us, we know that how Aramex are utilizing the drones and robotics technology for the energy sector in Saudi. And they are doing a lot of applied research, we call it, which is further than the R&D research in NEOM as well. And the good things, like also there's amazing leaders, women in AI leading this in Saudi Arabia as well.
It's very interesting what's happening in this space, and then knowing the kingdom vision and how things are really changing. You know, you'll be speaking at the fourth edition of this Next Gen IoT Expo in Saudi Arabia. What expectations for the event, and what key insights should delegates look forward for participating in this?
To be honest, technology is getting it's getting very high competition when it's come to IoT. IoT is across all the section of technology, talking about blockchain, talking about AI, talking about robotics. All of the technology get affected by and impacted by the IoT, because sensors and all of the devices under the umbrella of IoT, it's become part of any technology, single technology that we are developing currently. So I encourage all of them, based on the tech, the industry they are working on, to really try to build the ecosystem for itself within the sector and the technology they work in within IoT, to understand how the future will look like, especially when you talk about the smart cities, with the big part of the smart cities is the IoT.
IoT is changing also the whole narrative of future technologies. You are, you know, you're handling you are an ambassador for women in AI. As an ambassador in the AI global community, what initiatives have you led to support and empower women in the AI field, and how could they be part of this?
Okay, so when we talk about women in AI, it's not about only closing the gender gap or only empowering women in the field. It's mean that who cares? Women normally cares. And we know this very well in our region as well. So we care to have the ethical inclusion technology, ethical AI, inclusivity for all of the, community members. There are women, there are different nationalities, different religions, different backgrounds, people of determination, for example. So it's about who cares. And in Women in AI, we have different kinds of initiatives to support research and development, to support inclusivity, to support diversity and to support education, to help people to advance their career. Because, you know, people sometimes lack with resources or trusted or ethical resources. So we are partnering with the global leaders of, let's say, industries and technology, and get sponsorship. So we launch programs for educational programs for entrepreneurs. We do research as well. For example, in the region recently, we launched something called UAE Lovestick or GCC, Gulf Lovesticks. It's an initiative with other partners, Saeed Group. So our aim is to educate a million women within GCC area within generative AI skills and tools. And this is could help them to get new jobs, upgrade their current positions, or opening their own business or work as a freelancing. Then to
it's really nice to see how women are advancing. How could they join this initiatives?
Actually, there is a press releases and there is a lot of announcement going on our page, Women in AI, about these initiatives. And it will be open for all Canada to apply, and profiles will definitely will be have a kind of catching with the skills they need, and map it with programs will offer and content.
Yeah, interesting.
I definitely will share it with you, because mashallah, you have very great networking, and I will speak also in the event about it, because this is an initiative is going to be for 8 years, not only
it's not a one-time event, that's for sure. It's not just happening once. I'm facing some minor technical issues with you, keep on disconnecting, but I'll try to manage accordingly the speed. Perfect. So what challenges or significant challenge you faced as a woman in the AI, robotics, IoT, and how did you overcome them? You know, people love to learn. People love to learn.
All challenges come from us as women itself. It's not, I don't like to blame other, because the issue that women, when they get involved with their main job, which is like taking care of family and children and so, they leave their career before the mid-level, especially in tech. I'm talking about the tech sector. So this is required kind of, you know, surviving to be able to manage to be in the tech field, educating yourself. You need to have the right mentors. You need to have the right ecosystem to help you overcome that. And definitely, first of all, it's the family. I'm so lucky, first of all, because of my father. He's an engineering background, so he helped me to select the right, and he pushed me always to, you know, achieve more. Second, my husband, who allowed me to work sometimes having troubles, leaving the family, and he's taking care of the kids in the home. Also, my mother, my brothers as well. So first of all, you need to have really the right ecosystem to support you, or you build that kind of awareness for your ecosystem so they will be able to support you. And second, to be a survivor and to have this, let's say, priority management. I will not talk about time management, because I, in my opinion, it's not anyone working currently with our very quick and fast words, when everyone can access to you, talk to you through. Our events and so. Second day, maybe it will be for my family. Third day will be for my job and so. So I mean that I'm not talking about balancing again, because also it's so hard. But if you have really your career and your mission and vision that you need to contribute, you need to be part of the people who lead this industry. You need to be able to prioritize your priority and things that you want to do in your life. So I do believe that it's all come from the inside of the person himself.
It's very interesting. I think I learned something new today with you. It's not anymore time management, it's priority management. And that's something we're all facing all together. Now, you know, we mentioned you're a speaker. I'm just going to display a little bit, you know, we have amazing speakers also aligned here in the space. So this event is really interesting of how it's gonna be, you know, portraying and then how you bringing new values or new information to the region and supporting how this growth. And this is where you emphasized on the importance of inclusivity in AI development. Can you elaborate on this, how diverse perspective to enhance AI technologies?
I think I mentioned a little bit about it when I saw that, when I say that we are the region who has the big demand now and in the future for AI. We are a great market. With all what's happening around the world, I'm seeing a lot of people, VCs, tech companies, they redirect themselves for our region, especially GCC, a stable region, a stable area, when it comes to invest in technology and people utilize. And we love, as you know, nation, regardless we are tech or not, to utilize the latest technology, to utilize the latest kind.
Yeah, interesting. How do you perceive the current landscape? You know, and what advice do you offer young women aspiring to enter the field of AI and robotics?
To keep educate themselves and to keep empower themselves with knowledge, and not to give up just when they face their first challenge. I think the most important things that they keep to try. No one gets successfully achieve everything from one trial. It's been years to get, and still till today we are keep learning myself. I have mentor. I keep educating myself when it comes to knowledge and skills as well.
Yeah, very good advices for the young generation, especially for women. With the rapid advancements of AI technologies, we cannot but talk about ethics. What ethical considerations do you believe are crucial for developers and organizations to follow?
To think about a different kind of perspective, they need to ensure that they have this diverse team of developers and diverse team of thoughts and leaders when they are developing. Because having one perspective or one geographic area, that will not help. So that's why I think the companies, they start take this in consideration. They are trying to bring different kind of people from different geographic. We see companies in US hiring people from Egypt, hiring people from Lebanon, hiring people from GCC to include them in the developers or programmers programs. So they have different kind of perspective, so different kind of feedback, updates, and all of that where they are developing. And that's why we see that Microsoft, for example, doing a great partnership with Saudi Arabia, a great partnership with UAE, in order to get the inputs from these countries and their nations or talented people to help them to develop the future or further products for the future when it comes to AI.
Yeah, and then mentioning about the future, what upcoming projects or goals you're particularly excited that you'd like to share with our audience?
Okay. First of all, I co-found my own startup, which is taking care of building a solution for people of determination who are suffering from sensory issue, people like autism, Down syndrome, and so. I'm building AI systems that can help the caregivers and the people themselves who have determination, which is my big belief from the beginning, why I select this sector to create a solutions and good for the community. Second, things like I'm going to also, I'm participating in building the first applied acceleration program in the region as well, which is make me also so excited. Building a bridge between US and our region, having more talented people. And third, growing the community of women in AI, not only in GCC area, also in our region. Currently, we're having different kind of projects with United Nations Development Program, going to, feature more women working the field, unfamous faces, unfamiliar faces, but they have done a great job. And also, I'm excited about this Girl of Love Tech initiative to educate a million women across our region. to get them more, you know, advanced when it comes to AI. So I'm really so passionate about these projects. Also, I'm growing a community for women in robotics. It's focused on research. We need more women make research in the field of robotics in our region. Unfortunately, as of now, we don't have more women work in robotics, let's say, hands-on. So I'm developing that community in our region to have more women working practically on robotics, to have more, you know, diverse perspective in the research is going on.
Yeah, with that, I'd like to really thank you for this. It's really interesting getting your perspective on the region, the future, and what's happening. Don't forget to register for the event itself, which is happening on 24 and 26 of August 2025. So it's really interesting event. I just plugged in the link down below. So we'd love to see you, and really big thanks to our viewers for tuning in. You can watch the recording of this episode on our YouTube video channels and other social media, so make sure to catch it. And with that, Yasmin, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank the NextGen IoT team behind this, and I'm looking forward for the event itself in August so that we can all meet together and then, you know, try to really show the world our region is capable of many things. One of them is AI, IoT, and beyond. With that, I'd like to thank you, Yasmin, for being with us today and then joining, and most importantly, inspiring the future leaders. This is what I believe always our role is with the future leaders, which are our youth, and more specifically in your case, the women themselves, how we can push them so that they can be those future leaders. I'd leave you for 30 seconds if you'd like to say anything before we conclude. And otherwise, thank you.
Thank you for all of the organizer of the events. And I cannot wait to be in Riyadh, inshallah, in August to be part of this great event, to contribute more for the projects in our region and development. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Yasmin. We'll see you soon. So here we go as official podcast provider for the NGIO. Exhibition or expo. We'll be seeing more of us in this episodes. This is the first one. More to come, more leaders to showcase. So stay tuned, and don't forget here to register on the website, and we'll see you soon. Thank you a lot, and bye-bye.